You're listening to the Closing Market Report on this Thursday afternoon. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. We're now joined by Mike Tenora. He's at T-Storm Weather in Chicago. Hey, Mike, let's start over the last several weeks with the same place we've been, in Argentina. It had been dry, though I take it rainfall is on the horizon that may alleviate the problems there. What do we know today?
Well, there is a drought in place in Argentina. There is no doubt about that. If you look at rainfall over the last 90 days, at least 70% of their corn, soybean, and sunflower production were drier than normal over that period. If you just take a look at the last 60 days, that number increases to more than 95% of those crops. So we've had very little rainfall over the last 60 days. Now, under normal circumstances, this would be a major highlight of the corn and soybean markets. But the one thing that's holding everything back, as far as a concern goes for everybody, is that there's a lot of rain on the near-term horizon. All indications suggest that we'll start to see some rains this weekend, and then more so in 5 to 10 days from now. As long as that comes to fruition, we'll alleviate drought in a lot of these areas. And the one thing to keep in mind is that the timing of rainfall on these different crops is very important. You can be dry for a long period of time, but if you get rains at just the right moment, that can help to alleviate the situation rather quickly. Now, it's debatable whether or not this rain is going to arrive in time for first crop corn. A lot of that corn was planted back in October. They've been in a drought throughout their entire growing cycle, and it's been very hot this week with highs in the mid-90s. That heat is going to continue until these storms arrive this weekend. So first crop corn, that's probably having some stress at this moment. But soybeans, their key phases of development don't begin for about 2 to 3 weeks. So this rain is pretty well-timed for them. But it all has to happen, Todd. If these events don't materialize as expected, then all of a sudden it'll be a totally different story. But again, as of right now, it looks like these rains are going to happen. And that's what we're going to make sure happens over the next 3-4 days here at T-Storm Weather.
Here in the United States, the weather for some of the winter wheat areas has not been the best in the world. And again, we're dealing with dry conditions. What can you tell us about those areas?
Well, we can run the same statistics on U.S. wheat and come to some interesting conclusions. If you look at the last 90 days and then isolate out the hard red winter wheat crop, 83% of that crop was drier than normal over the last 90 days. Our records go back to August of 2011, and we've never had a number that high in that period of time. So this is unusual how dry it's been over the last 90 days. Now, we are in a La Nina event, and that La Nina is expected to weaken over the next couple of months. We've seen a similar type of La Nina 5 times since 1960, and of those 5 times, 3 of them also had a drought that was in place as of this time of the year here in the middle of January. Only one of those years, 1996, had a drought that continued into the spring. And so that's one thing we need to watch. But the more important thing that this information tells us is that even though we have a drought now and we also have a La Nina, we can't put the two together and clearly state that this drought is going to continue. There is evidence that these things break in the spring, and we'll need this to break because we know that the last time it happened, and it didn't break, we had a bad crop. So rains will be important here in a couple of months.
Hey, Mike, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Todd.
Mike Tenora is with T-Storm Weather in Chicago and helps us wrap up our Thursday edition of the program. I'm Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.